Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Tropical storm watches are up this morning along Cape Cod, the South Coast, and the islands all the way down to the Jersey Shore because of Hurricane Jose. The storm that's been churning in the Atlantic for more than a week is slowly moving northward toward us. With a closer look at the storm and what it means for us, let's bring in WBUR meteorologist Dave Epstein, who joins us this morning by Skype. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, Bob.
So tell us where Jose is now and how strong it is at the moment.
Well, right now, winds are at 85 miles an hour, 75 knots. It looks like it's going to stay that way throughout the day and then slowly start to weaken here. By the time we get to about 2 o'clock tomorrow morning, winds should come down to about 80 miles an hour, and then it'll just continue to come down from there.
How close is it going to come to the Massachusetts coastline, and when will we start seeing the effects?
So we're already seeing some of the effects in terms of seas building a little bit. So seas are going to just continue to build over the next couple of days. And those seas could get quite rough. And if you happen to go out, if you're a surfer, if you are going swimming, the rip currents are pretty bad. And they're only going to get worse here right through Wednesday and even into Thursday. In terms of its closest pass, it'll happen sometime Wednesday or Wednesday night. It's still saying fairly far off the Nantucket coastline. So we're not going to have any center of the storm passing over land the way it looks right now. But it will come close enough to bring us some wind and some rain, especially, as you mentioned, from the South Coast, Cape, and the islands.
So how strong will the winds be on the Cape and the islands and in Boston? And what kind of rain might we get?
So let's talk about the rain first. It looks like Cape Cod, the islands, I think they'll see anywhere from 2 to 5 inches of rain. Some places could go a little higher than that. As we get into the Boston area, anywhere from 3/4 of an inch to 2 inches of rain. We've got the range because we're still not entirely sure of the exact track of the storm. In terms of wind, the chances of reaching tropical storm force winds, so we're talking winds of 39 miles an hour or higher, are about 50-50 as you get towards the Cape, the islands, those areas where the watch is up. So there's still a 50% chance they never reach that category. I think they probably will. We'll see gusts going over 40 miles an hour, perhaps as high as 50. Think of it like a nor'easter. We'd be talking the same sort of winds. As we get towards Boston, winds 20 to 30 miles an hour.
What kind of preparation should people be making, and should they be starting to make those preparations now?
Yeah, so folks who have a boat, say, on Nantucket, the Vineyard, south side of the Cape, you know, if you were going to take it out maybe this weekend, you might want to get it out a little bit early just because of the rough seas and the thing getting rocked around. I'm not a boat owner. I don't know how much rocking a boat can handle. But, you know, think of what would you do in a nor'easter if your boat was in the spring? Would you take it out? That's really the question you want to ask. For those of us up here in Boston, South Shore, North Shore, where you don't have the tropical storm watches up, I think most of us are just going to have wet feet. It's going to be raining. We're going to get some rain. It's not a big deal. It's windy. But there can always be a tree branch that comes down and takes a wire down, and then you're without power for a few hours. So we're not going to see anything like they're seeing in Florida or saw in Florida or Texas. Nothing at all remotely like that.
All right. WBUR meteorologist Dave Epstein will be watching this the next couple of days. Thanks a lot, and we'll talk to you again.
You're welcome. Have a good morning.